And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, I gotta do an aside here and just give you this really cool thing. So I'm looking right now in the big screens up here in the studio, and on the right side of the screens, the left side is reserved for CNN. The right side is Fox. The right side, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, is on Fox right now with Cavuto. And just so you know, that guy who is on Fox right now is going to be on Right Side Radio next week. So we've already scheduled Lieutenant General Boykin, one of the founding members of Delta Force, somebody who has an amazing testimony of his own. In fact, I'll tell you what, let me just take an aside and tell you, if you want to hear about a guy who has been there and done that, and oh, by the way, who loves the Lord and makes no bones about it, you're talking about one of the founding members of Delta Force who was on pretty much every famous special ops mission in the 20th century. I mean, like, he was one of the original members of Delta Force. He was the guys who was on the mission to try and free the Iranian hostages, Desert One, or is it Desert One? Yeah, at Desert One. He was the ground troop commander in the Black Hawk Down situation for Delta. He was the head of the hunt for Pablo Escobar, the drug cartel lord down in Colombia. He was in the invasion of Panama. He was in the invasion of Grenada. I mean, the guy's just been there and done that. He's also extremely humble, but he loves the Lord and he loves this country. I've had a chance to get to know him a little bit. His book is called Never Surrender. So if you want to read up on Jerry Boykin before the show next week, we're scheduled to have him on a week from today. Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, now retired from the military, is a regular Fox News contributor. He also works, not only does he work in terms of being a pundit and an advisor on conservative and on foreign policy and military issues, he also works for the Family Research Council, which is a conservative organization nationwide that my group, the Alabama Policy Institute, affiliates with. So anyway, we've had Jerry Boykin in several times to speak at our events, and he is just, man, just solid. And when he says something, you go, yep, can't argue, there it is. That'll be next week, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. Boomer, was that a cool interview or what?
Oh, man, that was awesome.
Just having Greg in studio made it better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I cannot wait to go out there.
I know. So Boomer just moved back from Tennessee. He's like, we got what right down the road?
I'm pumped.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that place is every bit what I said it was. No fooling, man. You're going to walk in there. You're going to feel like you're in a country club, but it's made for guns. So it's a country club.
I love that. And what he was talking about, those electronic targets.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I have tried to, you know, shoot targets or zero my weapon for that matter, mm-hmm. just to zero it, like, you know, getting it sighted in. And you have to fire a few shots, wait till everybody's done. Everybody clear? Okay, I got to get up and walk down range to see my target, see how I did, then mm-hmm. come back. No. I literally, when I zeroed out there, I was just hunkered down in a shaded spot, you know, with shooting table. Everything was clean, and I am firing. I did my 3-round shot group. I look at it on the screen, like, huh, I need to go over 2 to the left and up 3. And then, you know, and then the coach comes by and goes, yeah, I'd give it one more if I were you. And he was right. So I bumped it up one more, and I was next thing I was in the rounds and target.
Wow!
But it's way cool, way 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 cool.
I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, and you should be, because it is right down here, close to your home, and available to the public. That's the other piece of this. Is the CMP started off? It's Teddy Roosevelt. I mean, you know, Teddy Roosevelt, San Juan Hill, the Spanish-American War, and he comes back from that, and he was sort of taken aback by realizing he had conscripted a bunch of guys, volunteer force. It was the all-volunteer force. Mm. But they were all civilians who had a mixed bag of shooting skills. And they got up against the Spanish army, and they realized that even though they won, that the Spanish army was far more accurate at their shooting,
right. You know,
far more skilled. And he thought, never again.
Well, that's so cool. And he even talked about it here. There's so many wide range of people that go out there, some that are the first-time shooters, some that have been shooting forever, and they're there to help.
Yeah.
And that's what's so cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. Text line, if you want to text in or call in, by the way, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. And Paul from Athens just said, I want to go. So, you know, all caps. And then Leanne from Huntsville just texted in and said, I'm taking my son there for his 21st birthday party. Perfect. Perfect. I mean, you can do that. It's and anyway, okay. I'm gonna just keep bragging on it. Listen, this study that I've got, I'm gonna finish up this topic probably right after the top of the hour. But this study that I've got here from Epoch Times, dated September 18th, so it just came out. A national firearms survey was conducted last year by Denver-based research firm Sentiment at the request of a guy named William English. He's a Georgetown professor. And it was a very large-scale, and by the way, I can't imagine right now trying to do a firearm survey because so many people are suspicious of what the government's up to. Like, oh, why are you surveying me? Why do you want to know? But it was a very extensive survey, the biggest one they said since 1994. 54,000 people responded. U.S. residents all age 18 and older. It focused on 16,708 different gun owners who were provided with in-depth questions. They got 54,000 responses overall, though, because they kept sending them out. And the bottom line is it gave them a wealth of data. Not necessarily like, what kind of gun do you own? What's the serial number? What's your address? And how old? No, it wasn't like they can come to your house and they've got a registry now. No, it was just people responding to information. And it says, of the 415 million firearms that Americans own, 171 million of those are handguns. 146 million are rifles, 98 million are shotguns, 39 million different individuals, or 48% of gun owners, have owned magazines that are capable of holding more than 10 rounds. So I guess when I look at this kind of a study, I find myself thinking, you know, this whole thing about, well, we need to go ahead and ban assault weapons, and we're going to do away with magazines, and we're going to make it, we're going to come after your guns. Good luck, because there's 415 million of them out there. Good luck. Guess who owns them? All the law-abiding citizens that don't appreciate you. How about this? You're not just talking about a small segment of the population. You're talking about literally a third, it says, almost third, 31.9% of Americans, 81.4 million, own firearms. And you're going to tell them they can't have their Second Amendment? Good luck to you, AOC. just saying. 57.8% are male, 42% are female, 34% of whites own firearms, 28.3% Hispanic, 25.4% blacks, and 19.4% Asians. I'm just saying, it's not just confined to any one demographic. Because why? Because the Second Amendment is a constitutional right afforded to all citizens. All right, we'll wrap this up in a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Second Amendment friendly. We'll be right back.
Listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader. I mean, we are right here in the Right Side studios. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Hour number three on the Friday. And phones are available right now, by the way. I'll take calls. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the CMP. Have you ever been there before? The Civilian Marksmanship Park? Ever bought a firearm there? Or did you find it intriguing that there's a place like that right down the road that's available to everybody without having to be a member? I mean, that's just way cool. So, yeah, the phone line's here, 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-687-4448. Thought you had a call coming in, Boomer. Do we have a call, or did it just ring and go away? It is rats.
They were there, but I don't think they knew they were there. Okay. I just heard background noise.
Okay. All right, listen, folks, you want to call in or text in for that matter, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Jerry from Meridianville just texted in regarding the interview we just did with Greg Raines from the CMP. He says, I'm pretty sure my testosterone level is higher now after listening to that interview. Love that. I'm sending him the thumbs up right there on the text line. Paul from Athens texted in and says, can you say 1776? I don't want to have to say that, but yes, there you go. Wow. All right. What else we got? All right, listen, phone lines are open, 833-68-RIGHT, and you can text that same number. You ever texted before to this thing, just text the word right side for the first time, and it'll send you a little brief message, ask you to let us know your first name and where you're from so we can call you out, you know, and say things. Phones are already ringing there. I see that. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, as we're finishing up this section on Live Free or Die, this is number two on the Triple Dipper, Live Free or Die. Second Amendment. The NRA put out a position piece this last April. It says the NRA has achieved a historical milestone as 25 states now recognize constitutional carry. If you're not familiar, constitutional carry is the phrase most often used to denote that there's no requirement for a permit to have a firearm of any kind. And Alabama is now one of those states, by the way. It says that a 30-year effort by the National Rifle Association reached a milestone today as the Georgia legislature became the 25th state in the nation to pass constitutional carry, a movement long championed by the NRA. It says the NRA also paved the way for constitutional carry by first leading the charge for the right to carry nearly 40 years ago, and the modern carry movement really began in earnest in 1987 when the NRA helped to pass a law legalizing concealed carry outside the home for all law-abiding gun owners in Florida. That law established what they call a shall-issue permit, which means you can't deny the permit. And over the next 15 years, it said NRA successfully worked then to establish right-to-carry laws in 42 states. So that's pretty cool. And Alabama, like I said, joined them just this year. Got some callers on the line. Let me grab line two first. Sparky from Harvest. Sparky, how you doing today, man?
Hey, happy Friday, Phil and Boomer.
Yeah, man, you too.
It's almost comical to me, the far left Democrat socialist narrative regarding guns and gun ownership, because on one hand, they clearly are pandering to a rabid minority opinion in the United States that gun ownership in and of itself is inherently dangerous and improper, because nobody with an ounce of common sense believes that to be true. I don't think they'll ever admit a larger nefarious plot to disarm the entire population, because there's nothing a tyrannical government hates more is the notion of an armed population who can rise against them. But I don't think I have, honestly, in my objective mind, I don't think I can name a single law or bill or proposal proposed by the far left in the last 10 years that would do a single thing to stop school shootings or to stop violent crimes on the streets perpetrated by lawless people who are illegally brandishing guns in the first place.
No,
not a single thing.
No, you're right. In fact, you know, the Brady Bill expired and was not renewed by Congress because it was deemed to be ineffective. It had not reached any numbers that indicated that it was successful. And, you know, you're right.
Any more than how many years since we've had a United States Department of Education have we watched the United States international rankings in education go from extremely high to unbelievably low?
Well, that's because we have the United States Department of the Teachers Union is what we have.
Bigger government just never results in anything. In anything that particularly works. And I don't know when somebody's going to wake up to that very notion.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to keep saying it. Sparky, thanks for the call, man. You have a great weekend, all right?
You too, buddy.
All right, see you. Hey, line three, let me jump over real quick. Tim from Madison. Hey, Tim, Phil Williams, how you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, Phil. And just like all the other callers, I love your show. Listen.
Thanks, man.
Almost every day.
Appreciate that.
Hey, listen to the interview that you had on CMP.
Yeah.
A couple of stories. One interesting thing is I don't want to forget it, so I started to Google it, and I typed in CM, and what do you think came up?
I don't know. I'm scared to ask.
The program, I only typed in two letters.
Oh, good. Okay.
And that program came up, yeah. I mean, it has to be, I'm guessing, it's a result of that interview because everybody like me heard it and said, I got to check that out. But anyway, just an interesting story. When I was a teenager, even before I was old enough to drive, I would always go through the want ads in the paper, and I found a listing for a handful of interesting rifles. And I called a guy up and said, I'm interested in these. I want to come look at them. He invited me over, and I went and looked at them. And he was happy to show me. He told me the whole story. He got them from an NRA program, but it was 1903 A3, an Enfield, 34 to Craig, and an M1 carbine.
Yeah.
And I said, I'll take it. He looks at me and says, how old are you, son? I said, I'm 14. He says, I can't sell these to you. I said, well, my mom's outside. She had to drive me. And I bought every one of those, so gosh, you didn't know what to do. And it's sad thing to say is I don't have either one of them anymore.
Wow.
You know, I've either traded them, traded up, or sold them. But that was an interesting story. And that program and this program sound like it's a wonderful opportunity for somebody to get some, not only some great firearms, but some of the history of the U.S. military.
Yeah, it really is.
I appreciate it.
It's a very cool deal, and you also get the chance to go out there and shoot them at the range too, which is all. I mean, and if you saw it online, if you looked it up, it's an epic cool range.
Yeah, I just looked it up enough to bookmark it, and I'll look into it a little bit further. But I appreciate your introducing us to that opportunity. So thank you very much.
All right, Tim, you have a great day, man. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. All right, that's good stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, and we got to watch. There's this constant level of attempted infringement on the Second Amendment rights, and y'all know it. CNN reports right now, how dare these Republican attorneys general, try to impede the ability to develop a gun registry? Well, they are. So here's the deal, in case you haven't heard it, I talked about it on the show last week. There's a new move right now. Literally, credit card companies have always considered gun purchases to be falling into a category code called, it was basically general sporting goods. Well, there's a thing called the International Organization for Standardization. I'm learning all this. They put out merchant category codes. Everybody standardizes across the board with them. And what these ISO merchant category codes do is to sort of track the sales in the industries and all that kind of stuff. Well, a very liberal organization known as Amalgamated Bank, which is basically an activist bank, began pressing and pressing and pressing hard for the ISO to establish a new code just for firearm sales. Pray tell, why would you do that? So you could have a list. That's why. Well, the credit card companies balked at first. In fact, Visa was the most outspoken about their balking. And then apparently the whole ESG scoring and all the things that happen in woke world right now sort of took effect. The ISO code was actually changed. It is now moved to standard code 18245:2003, believe it or not. And it defines those as firearm sales. And Visa, MasterCard, and American Express all jumped on board, and they're about to start recording every purchase and putting it into a database where anybody can see who used their credit card to buy a firearm. Well, CNN reports that as of 3 days ago, it says that 24 Republican attorneys general have now warned Visa, American Express, and MasterCard against doing this. And by the way, your own Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall is one of those. In a letter to the CEOs of the card giants, it says the officials expressed serious concern that adopting a new sales code for gun stores will harm the constitutional rights of gun owners and potentially violate consumer protection and antitrust laws. Advocates Advocates for this argue that it will just give them the ability to potentially flag mass shooters. Well, that's the point. You can't look at a gun sale on a credit card and flag a mass shooter because you don't know who they are. There's no good way to explain this except that they want a list. That's exactly what they want. In the meantime, folks, I'm just telling you, the Second Amendment is alive and well because, like I said earlier, the studies now show that roughly 415 million firearms are owned by law-abiding citizens. One-third of the United States owns a firearm. And we got places like the CMP that we can go practice. All right, we're going to switch gears. Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. It's Friday, 4:17 p.m. We'll come back here in a minute and move to number three on the Triple Dipper. Show me the money. Oh, this one's going to be interesting. Raising the rates and changing the way we spend money. We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Be right back.